I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Back in the day, I loved going to the movies because the animated shorts were often as good as the feature film. That's the case with Pixar's latest short, Sanjay's Super Team.
Oh no, it's the shapeshifter!
In Sanjay's Super Team, a young boy is watching cartoons, the volume turned way up. His father is in the same room, trying to perform a Hindu ceremony. Dad is not happy, and a battle over the volume and remote ensues. Ultimately, the father wins. Okay, let's say it's win-win. Pixar's Sanjay Patel is the man behind this new short film. We had him on the show a while back to talk about his illustrated guide to Hindu deities. Patel says the volume battle scene is a page from his own life.
Every morning, between like 8 o'clock in the morning, my dad would wake up and he would start a puja and an arti. These are two. The puja is a flower ceremony and an arti is a fire ceremony in the Hindu sort of practice. And every morning he would kind of do all this prep work, you know, picking flowers, painting the, anointing the deities, lighting all these candles. And then he would ring this bell, this prayer bell. And the second that bell would ring, that would be the signal for me to turn off the TV and to come over and join him. And of course, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, I'd be sitting right beside him because we lived in a very small room in San Bernardino and the TV was right next to a shrine. And so I'd just be kind of worshiping my gods on the TV, which were the superheroes. And, you know, the comedy was that, well, not the comedy, but the pain was that he would be worshiping his deities right beside me. And unfortunately, you know, it meant that I'd have to turn off the TV and sit next to my dad. And that was really hard for me when I was growing up.
I wonder if that tension is still happening to a certain degree.
Oh, you know, at some point, I think it was like during middle school or high school, like my brother Amul finally told my dad, that's enough, I've had it. And, you know, and then my dad didn't call us anymore. And we weren't able to talk to him then about how he felt about that. But, you know, of course, for me and my brother, we were like thrilled because then we could just keep watching our shows. But
have you come to an understanding with your father, though, about, you know, your observance of religion in one way or another?
Oh, absolutely. It took like 35 years for me to like finally illustrate these books and then to sort of make this film. And I think bit by bit, my father really did understand that, you know, he's faithful by sitting on his mat and worshiping his deities. You know, and I told my dad that it's like, I'm just as reverent. It's just, I sit at a Herman Miller chair looking at a Macintosh computer, illustrating the deities and retelling their stories. We're both devoted. We're just practicing it in a different way.
I got to say, having read your book, The Little Book of Hindu Deities, this short also seems to fit in with your desire to introduce the myriad Hindu deities to a wider audience.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't think that was what I was heading toward. You know, you know, it's really cool. John Lasseter was the one who really gave me permission to sort of tell my story, to tell the story of me and my dad.
Honestly, and John is a big wheel at Pixar?
Yeah, I mean, he's a creative director here. I mean, it's his shop. And I just can't tell you what it meant to get his permission and his blessing to tell that story. So I just couldn't be more happy about that.
I heard this was Pixar's first animation, long feature or short, with a protagonist who is from the Asian subcontinent, a dark brown man. Is that true?
I think so, yeah.
So you work at Pixar. Had you or others been lobbying for this from inside the company? And what did you notice about the faces of Pixar characters?
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody had lobbied for it, no. I mean, you know, for me, the thing I was always wanting, you know, I guess I didn't realize it, you know, but as I just kind of got older and more mature, I think just subconsciously, I just didn't see many depictions of people like me or my family or people from my community that wasn't the kind of the butt of the joke. And so in some ways, you know, I definitely felt this pang of like wanting to see, you know, kind of a more nuanced and, I don't know, sensitive portrayal of people from my community. And when I had the opportunity to sort of have a protagonist that looked like somebody from my family, I just felt like, wow, this could be a game changer in terms, you know, it could really turn the culture needle just a tiny tick, you know, and I think that would be a big deal for my nieces and nephews and for other kids, you know, around the world to see, I don't know, a different face of Pixar. I think that's really cool, man.
And I'm curious to know how your father feels about the short. Has he seen it?
It was pretty surreal, Marco, I gotta say. So everybody at Pixar was really excited because they knew what a personal story this was. And so they were always really curious. They're like, "Oh, dude, what does your dad think of this?" And oh man, it was tough because I had to tell them the story, which was like, my dad hadn't seen a movie since we left the UK, which was like 35 years ago. I finally asked my dad, I'm like, "Dad, what was the last movie you saw?" And he was like, "Something with Julie Andrews." And it turned out it was like The Sound of Music. And so my dad hadn't been to a movie theater in decades. And then on top of that, he's never seen any of the Pixar movies. He's never seen any of the Pixar movies that I've worked on. He's never seen computer animation. And so it was pretty surreal to like ask him to come to the studio and to check out this film about me and his history. And and he watched it, and he really broke down, and he really was so proud, and he was really emotional, and it was really beautiful. I mean, he just turned to me and he reflected back to me what he felt the short was about. He's like, it's about a father and son. They look into each other's eyes and they figure out a way to compromise. And I just thought that was beautiful.
Sanjay Patel is the director of Pixar's new animated short, Sanjay's Super Team. It's in theaters now, airing before The Good Dinosaur, just like back in the old days, a short and then the feature. Sanjay, good to speak with you again, man.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Marco.